We are joined now on the line by Sharon Crandall, who's joining us from West Kerry this morning. And Sharon has been in the papers lately because of her living situation, her very unfortunate living situation. Sharon, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning on Kerry Today here on Radio Kerry. Will you tell us, how are you living at present? Where do you live?
Well, I've been staying in my car. July 8th, I had to vacate my rental. The landlady was moving back into it and owning it. She bought it for retirement. And so I had looked since the entire winter, really since Christmas, for a place to live and could find nothing even over the winter. And so I had no choice but to put things in storage with friends and move into the car. And sleep in the car, and so that's what I'm doing now. I've been camping at one of the beaches just to have access to water and you know, the ability to swim and get some exercise, and it's beautiful. But obviously the weather is starting to turn. Today is lovely, you know, but the weather is starting to turn, so I'm getting a little bit more desperate to really find a place to live, because you know, you can't camp on the side of the Atlantic in the winter because of the gales and the salt water and everything. It gets a bit too wild and unpredictable. So that's where I am at the moment.
And you're living in a beach in the Dingle area?
Yes.
What sort of car do you live in, do you mind me ask? How big is the car?
It's an estate. It always seems bigger until you have to live in it. I have it organized so that I have, you know, water, and I have my clothes and toiletries in one spot, and I have a cooler that I get ice for every day, you know, so I can get food for maybe up to 2 days at a time. And, you know, I'm not cooking. I'm eating mostly cold food. So when it gets cold, I'm really longing for the cup of tea or some hot food. But yeah, it is. I have duvets down in the back, and it's as comfortable as it really can be. I mean, it's not actually as bad as I thought it was going to be. But you know, it's simply me and the cat, and that's, I don't think you could fit much more. I had a second cat, and they were lost, and I got one back, and I'm still looking for one cat in the West Kerry area. Hopefully I'll find her still, because she's chipped. But it's a Toyota Corolla estate, you know, so it's not massive. Like, when I was buying a car, I kind of wish I'd bought a van now. It would be a little bit more handy, but it's, you know, it's getting the job done, you know.
Now, there is emergency homeless accommodation in this county. Kerry County Council provides it. Have you tried to avail of that?
I inquired about it. Yeah, it's available in Tralee and Killarney. There's nothing in West Kerry. They've never been able to secure emergency housing in West Kerry. But I would have to give up my cats. You're not allowed to bring them. And, you know, their family. We adopted them when they were 3 weeks old and raised them. And I just can't even imagine giving them up. And I just don't even really have anybody to foster them. So, I just thought, you know, this would be just for the summer and I'll find a place. But, you know, we're halfway through September now. So I'm pretty anxious to find a place to live, just to kind of get back to some kind of normal life, really.
And what would you say to people who'd say, look, completely understand your devotion and your love for your pets. Pets are so important. And I speak myself as a cat lover too, but that sometimes hard decisions that have to be made. And if there is emergency accommodation, homeless accommodation there to be taken of for your own well-being, it's unfortunate, but maybe you should give up the cats for the sake of ensuring that you have a proper accommodation, a roof over your head, Sharon. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, when you go into emergency accommodation, it's not like rapid rehousing where they help you find a place. The onus is on you to find your own place to live. And right now, there's very little online. The prices are going up. They adjusted the rates for HAP. I qualify for HAP because I'm waiting for surgery. I'm disabled right now. But you know, they adjusted the rates in July so that they were closer to market rent, but already in September, the rents are going up, you know. So it's very hard to find accommodation now. I don't have the power that Kerry County Council would have, you know. So for a lot of people, that's the really hard part, is that, you know, once you go into emergency accommodation, it's not like you're given any kind of preferential treatment, or there's a list of housing for you to even start with. You know, you're just kind of left there, and you're there's a roof over your head, but who knows how long you'll be there. And I mean, my thought was, you know, if you find a lead on a place to live, you have to respond to it really quickly. And I can't do that from Tralee, you know, when you're almost an hour and a half's drive away. So I said I would stay here for the summer and get a place to live, because I, you know, my son was born and raised here. I'm living here almost 22 years. So this is where I want to live. This is where I've lived before, and I have community and friends. And, you know, I don't want to live in Tralee, and I don't want to live in Killarney. I want to live here. And I know there has to be rentals available. So I said I'd hang tough and do that. And, you know, I've had to give away and rehome an animal before, and it's very hard, very hard. I can't do that.
Yeah, it is hard, and it's an incredibly stressful time. It's one of those basic rights, or one of those basics in life, that everyone should have a roof over one's head, to have that security, particularly when winter is coming in. Now, Sharon, and thank you for talking to us. I know this is so hard for you, and I'm sure, in an ideal situation, you don't want to be talking to us at all. When you were talking about HAP, the HAP refers to the housing assistance payment, which provides support for people who have a long-term housing need. May I ask, Sharon, if you're okay to talk about it? Do you spend your days then, scouting, looking, checking online, trying to see if there's any possible available accommodation in the West Kerry area?
Yeah, I mean, that is what I do. That's my number one priority. I mean, the websites just don't see that had, you know, always listed a lot of housing rentals. West Kerry is a bit different. I mean, I think some things go online, but a lot of things kind of go word of mouth as well. So you have to do both. But looking at notice boards, asking friends and family if they know of anything. I think just driving around and noticing what's empty. There was a house that was vacant that I had to go on to the landregistry.ie, and I found the owners, and it was inherited by a family, but they weren't using it, and it was just sitting empty. And I was trying to reach them to see what they rented to me, and I just, you know, all you can get is an address, you know, because of data protection, fair enough. But I wrote them, and I didn't hear anything back. But things like that, because, you know, the houses are rented so quickly right now that if you don't get creative and try to think of, you know, it sounds a bit pushy to kind of ask people, like, would they rent their house like that? But I mean, people are desperate. There's a lot of people that are becoming homeless. I mean, I was talking to St. Vincent de Paul, and they said there were 18 families in West Kerry alone made homeless in 1 week. And I don't know if that's an average or if that was just a once-off, but if 18 families are being made homeless in 1 week over the course of a summer, that's a lot of people that are displaced in just one part of Kerry. And so, you know, you have to be creative. You know, I mean, it's kind of creating like a Hunger Games situation where, you know, only the most creative and able to navigate the system or whatever, you know, are going to get housing. And people said, oh, will you become... you're living in the car, so you'll get a house faster. Maybe that was true in, you know, previous years, but it certainly isn't now, because the council, according to them, they just don't have the houses, you know. So, over 2.5 months of living in my car certainly hasn't got me a house yet, you know, or any kind of accommodation. You know, I'd be very happy to have rental accommodation. But like that, their policy is, Kerry County Council's policy is not to help you find a place. And there is apparently no list that exists to help you facilitate becoming housed faster. So, you know, I think a lot of people are just kind of despairing, because it's just so hard to find anything. You know, it isn't even about money. It's finding a place to live has gotten so bad. And yet there's so many short-term housing rentals that are out there. And, you know, I certainly don't begrudge anybody making their living. But there's a big difference between one person that has an Airbnb or whatever, you know, that's their income, mm-hmm. and then somebody that has, you know, 12 of them, you know.
And Sharon, I'm conscious that Kerry County Council isn't here to speak for themselves, but they would say that they're doing their utmost to meet this crisis, and they do have homeless services in place, and that, you know, there's HAP for Homeless, where they offer a place finder service to focus exclusively on families who are moving from homeless services into the private rented sector under the housing assistance payment scheme, HAP. Could I ask you, Sharon, how much are rents in West Kerry? Like, what sort of prices are you seeing, monthly rental prices?
There is one house available for rent in West Kerry for $2,500 a month. That's the only house that's listed on daf.ie. You know, the last time I saw, I actually haven't seen a long-term rental on DAF in a very long time. Or property.ie, any of those. So I think it was around, I know Tralee's gone to 1200 and Killarney's gone to 1500. I would guess easily 1500 for a monthly rent in Dingle, easily. But I mean, they're still getting in September the holiday rates. So I've seen rents for short term between 400 and, you know, 1800 a week.
And but so, you're adamant, though, that you have to stay in West Kerry, that you're not going to look beyond the Dingle Peninsula.
I'm looking as far as Blennerville and over as far as Castlemaine. Mm-hmm. You know, that's quite a large area. You know, but I've wanted to stay in West Kerry. You know, I have to have surgery soon.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't know anybody, you know, to even help me out while I'm recuperating or even have a cup of tea with me. I mean, just, it's very isolating to kind of know nobody and start over in a new community. And like that, you know, this is our home. I mean, this is our home. So, I think a lot of people have been pushed out of West Kerry, and it's unfortunate. I don't think that should be happening. But I also think that the solution isn't just letting them go as well. People, they need workers. A lot of businesses haven't been able to get workers. You know, it's going to, you know, make a difference with the school numbers and funding for that. I mean, the ripple effect is definitely there. You know, so I think they should be trying to find a way to keep people, you know, in this area too. And not just let them get pushed out, because, you know, it just drains the community. I've been very active. I was involved in scouts and rugby and on my parent, you know, in my school, in my son's school, and I worked at the creche, and I've been very involved in the community. And like, when you have somebody that's involved in the community and they're gone, like, who does the volunteer work then, you know?
And Sharon, can I ask you finally, and we really hope that you find accommodation, a house, a home that will take in you and your cat, and I hope your other cat returns as well, and that you find it. But if it were to happen that accommodation does become available, and we said at the start that the council is making available emergency homeless accommodation, but it doesn't take in pets. But if something else came up, but they said, sorry, we can't take your cat, would you still say, no, I'd rather stay in the car on the beach in the winter before I'd part with my pet? Would you still say that?
I don't know. I haven't had to make that decision yet. I really feel like, you know, your pets are your family. You know, some people maybe grew up on a farm and don't really get as attached to their animals. But I mean, in our family, we do. And in ours, we raised them from babies at 3 weeks old when they were abandoned. So they're more human than cats sometimes. But I just can't imagine. I just can't imagine. I could foster them with somebody temporarily, but I couldn't give them up permanently. I couldn't.
Well, look, maybe that is an option. And Sharon, thank you so much for talking to us. I know it's not easy. I really wish you the very best. I do hope you find somewhere to stay. I really do. Probably what I'm saying to you sounds trite, but from the bottom of my heart, and I know our listeners are the same, we do hope you find somewhere because, long term, you can't stay in a car on the beach, especially with winter coming in. But we thank you very much for giving of your time this morning. We wish you the very best. We've been speaking there to Sharon Crandall, who lives on a beach at present in a car in West Kerry, and she's been unable to get accommodation. Now, the council have made available homeless accommodation, emergency homeless accommodation, but to avail of that, she would have to give up her pets. She's living there with her cat at the moment. If you have a view on that, you can give us a call on 0667123666. And I think Sharon very articulately outlined there the shortage of accommodation, particularly social housing in West Kerry. And I recall this story from June, and I think it's very telling. There are currently no plans to develop social housing in Aunascall or Lispol because of a lack of wastewater treatment capacity. Councillor Michael O'Shea asked Kerry County Council if it plans to buy lands to construct social housing in these areas of West Kerry. And it came as a number of approved applicants for social housing within the municipal district of Castle Island and Corcalguina passed 900, and this is earlier this summer. Council said that development of social housing in Aunascall and in Lispol, it depends on factors such as the availability of wastewater treatment capacity. The council said this kind of infrastructure, it has nothing to do with the council, it's the responsibility of Irish Water. It said this capacity at present does not exist in Lispol or Aunascall, and so unfortunately it cannot propose or advance any plans to develop social housing in these areas. So lack of funding for infrastructure, for investment, that too plays its part in our current housing crisis.